go, getting our Tuesday talk around going. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. 59 right now, partly cloudy is what we've got happening. Well, it is the second Tuesday of the month, and that always means we talk with our friends, Wilkins Soil and Water. Adam Mortensen in this morning. Good morning, young man.
Yeah, morning, Bill. How's it going today?
It is going very, very well.
Good,
now,
good.
You said, I said, how's everything in Soil and Water? You said, very wet.
Yeah, we've had some interesting weather these last couple weeks here, haven't we?
It's been a summer.
The faucet just turned on, I guess.
Whoa, and just doesn't want to seem to shut off.
Yeah, exactly.
Adam, let's back up. You had your field day last month in July. How did that go? Catch us up
good,
here.
Good. I mean, more of the same. You know, the day of, we were worried it was going to be too muddy out there to have our field day, you know. So it was another wet event. But, you know, we were able to get everyone out there. We had a good turnout. 60-ish people, if I remember right.
Okay.
Had some guys out there. We had a company come in and do a demo of an aerial drone. Do some applicating. They had some issues with the application, but we were still able to see the drone fly. Ask some really good questions about, you know, owning a drone if you're going to do that for yourself, and you know, if somebody's looking to contract and hire a drone and whatnot, what the advantages, the disadvantages of doing that.
Drones in agriculture have really become kind of the rage. It's a thing. And
a lot of people are getting into it. You know, obviously there's a cost to it. You know, I mean, that startup cost of getting your own drone out there, I mean, that was kind of baffling to see, you know, just this little remote control helicopter is what it is, right?
You
know,
just
on steroids, but, you know, dumping 50-60 grand on one of these things, you know, it's kind of boggling. But, you know, they definitely have their uses. You know, a lot of the smaller fields, you can just go out there and map it and send the drone out.
Technology.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Hey, let's talk pollinator days. You got that coming up.
Yeah,
what's happening?
Another event we got coming up. So it's the Buzz and Wine Pollinator Night. I kind of like that. It's cute.
I do too.
Yeah, it's a collaborative event with the Richland Soil Conservation District. Basically, it's out at Crooked Lane Farm, just getting people together to talk pollinators. You know, so we've got a speaker, the NRCS Soil Conservationist, is going to talk about you know, pollinators and native grasses and that kind of stuff. She'll be doing that at 6:30, I think, that night. It's on August 27th. They'll be doing it out there. And it's just a great opportunity to come talk about, you know, whether it's native prairie restorations, you know, you want to talk about something about that, great. Pocket plantings in your yard, you know, just because you live in town doesn't mean you can't do something for pollinators.
That's true. I know a lot of people are getting more into that because you're seeing a lot of yards, just the standard grass disappear.
Yep.
For native grasses.
Yeah, it's definitely a shift. You know, I hate mowing my lawn.
Not many people like it.
Right. So if there's places I can avoid doing that, I've got little pocket plantings that, you know, I've talked my wife into.
Right.
You know, and she's kind of changed her tune. And, you know, right away it's that, oh, it's just going to be weeds, whatever, you know. But once they get established, you know, it's a great little feature to have in your yard.
I think those weeds can look kind of good.
Exactly.
If you take care of them.
Beauty's
definitely
in the eye of the beholder, right?
That is true. And you can keep the mower in the garage.
Yep.
That's the best part.
For sure.
What else you got happening here?
You know, I want to talk a little bit today about our well sealing grant. You know, that's kind of something that we've always kind of had on our back burner. We don't use it a whole lot, but you know, there's you know, call them orphan wells out there everywhere across the county. You know, there used to be farmsteads and each quarter, you know, I mean, there's farmsteads everywhere. And as people have moved off these farmsteads, they've become abandoned. Their wells are still there.
Okay.
And the problem with that well is a conduit to our groundwater. You know, so we're all, you know, in rural America, we're punching wells to get water out of the ground, whatever, a couple hundred feet deep, and we're going that deep because that water is kind of devoid of surface contamination. You know, we're going through some restrictive layers that the water is getting filtered before it gets down to that aquifer. Well, when we abandon a well, that's a conduit. So stuff from the surface can get right down to that aquifer and contaminate wells for your neighbors and everyone in the area.
Not good.
Not good at all.
Okay.
So we've got some cost share to help cover the cost of that. If you've got some abandoned wells, come in and talk to us.
Okay.
You know, you know, it's not 100% payout, you know, but I think it's a 75% cost share.
That'll still help.
It still helps.
Is that a complicated procedure to get those out, or is it fairly easy?
You know, we need a certified well driller to do it. You know, basically they're just plugging them, you know, so they're filling them with some kind of a grout to plug them and whatever, you know, maybe pulling that top casing and smoothing it so it's not there anymore. But really, it's just about making sure that they're sealed up good, they're not going to be a problem in the future, and that we still have clean drinking water coming out of our taps at home.
So just give you a call or stop in.
Just give us a call or stop in anytime, and we'd love to talk to you about that, whether it's a deep well or a shallow well. You know, there's a lot of hand-dug wells out there, too.
Folks, if you're missing any of this information, we're going to podcast this conversation later on our website, too. So
yeah, absolutely. Or, like I said, give us a call.
All right. what's your number out there, Adam?
218-643-2933.
All right.
Yep.
Adam, great having you in. Good to see you, and look forward to our conversation in September.
For sure. For sure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Adam Mortensen, Wilkin, Soil and Water. We talk with our friends out there the first or second Tuesday of each month here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450.